How's everyone doing tonight? This is the hostess with the mostess, Olivia. How's everyone's hump night doing tonight? Mine is doing lovely. Mine is doing gorgeous. Trust me on that. And you know, my favorite part of the day is when I get up in the morning, and y'all already know it, when I get on my Twitter. But this morning, it's like an extra special morning. And do you guys want to know why? Because pound Trump impeachment is what was trending. If you guys don't know, yesterday on 9/24 of 2019 at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mrs. Nancy Pelosi put in the impeachment inquiry on Trump. And let me tell you, when you're talking about someone jumping up and down and screaming through the house, it was me. I was in my joy. Dems were dancing in the streets, I'm telling you, for that Trump impeachment party. Trust and believe, I was feeling and still am feeling great. That made my entire year, all the way into next year. Guys, you know, and you know, of course, Twitter just went wild with it. About the time yesterday that I was on Twitter, Twitter was on fire. I get up this morning, Twitter is still on fire. It's like, you know, it's been actually trending, y'all, for 2 days straight. Oh, yes, the Dems, we are feeling great. No matter what happens, we're coming out hard when it comes to vote to make sure he's gone. You know, it's just like this. Whatever happens, you know, during the impeachment inquiry and this impeachment process, no matter how it comes out, we still have 2020 to get him out of here. You know, so I'm just letting it be known, no matter what, Dems, y'all hear me, y'all feel me, and we think in the same way, and we think in the same thing as we partying and dancing in the streets and jumping up and down in the house and making toast to one another and just in our glory. We still got work to do. And that work to do is next year of 2020. If this person has not been impeached, we can still get him out of here. Everyone, do your due diligence. Everyone, do your due diligence. Register to vote. Start early. Check, make sure you are registered. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It's very, very important. Do your due diligence. You know, so my thing about this, and trust and believe, because it's my main topic today, so I'm not going to, you know, talk too much on it about my what's trending on Twitter. I'm going to move on to the main topic, which is basically the same. So just to let y'all know, you guys, you always remember 9/24 of 2019. Remember that date. All of us as Dems, and for you all who don't know what that means, Dems means Democrats. Trust that it's marked on our calendars for life. We will be able to tell you what we were doing. When we got the news, it was about to go down and happen of the impeachment inquiry. We have waited and waited and waited for that moment. And yesterday, that moment came true for us. It was enough to make me cry. I mean, I was just so happy. You know, it took a toll when Hillary lost the election. You know, it affected me in more ways than one. Emotionally, you know, I think I went from disbelief to crying to anger to livid. That was my emotion span for that day and for the next day. My son told me that one of his teachers, this is when he was in high school, she told him, she said that she actually found herself, you know, crying. You know, she really couldn't contain herself. You know, it was so bad. You know, you had wives and husbands bickering, one Democrat, one Republican, you know, families being torn apart when that happened. It just affected the Democrats in a way of no other. It hurt us so bad, I can't describe it. I really don't want to have that feeling again. So that's why I'm saying we have work to do, Dems. We have work to do. If this man is not out by impeachment, then 2020, we have work to do. That's all I'm going to say. You know exactly what I mean. That's on a very serious note. Register to vote if you're not registered. If you are registered, it's your duty to go and vote and do your due diligence of what you're supposed to do. Our ancestors died so we were able to vote. So for people who are not registered to vote, you don't have an opinion. You have no opinion. And so I'm going to move on to my next topic on that note. And my main topic today, guys, let's talk about it. Trump impeachment inquiry. Let's talk about it, guys. Let's talk about this. First and foremost, yesterday, September the 24th of 2019 at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Miss Nancy Pelosi put in the impeachment inquiry on Trump. Hallelujah. Now, mind you, Democrats, it has been a long time coming for this one. Ever since when he got elected within those 4 years ago. And, you know, it took a toll on us. Some of us still haven't recovered, like myself, you know, from it. Yesterday was my recovery. I was up. I was actually jumping up and down in the house. I was jumping with my cell phone in my hand. I was going through Twitter. Twitter was on fire. I mean, Democrats were dancing in the streets yesterday, literally. It was our best time ever. It was just a wonderful, wonderful time. It was a feeling, quote unquote, as Phil Collins would say, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Boom, 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 boom. That's what I'm talking about. That's how we was feeling yesterday. And you know what? Let me tell you. When Nancy was walking to do the impeachment inquiry, and she was dressed all in red, the lady in red, she had the glasses on, and this was on Twitter, and it could have been from an older picture or it could have been from yesterday. But however, they had the picture of her in all red with the dark sunglasses. And she had that smile. And you know what? I was like, she's the woman. She is the woman. And, you know, it was like everybody was like, you know what? Go, Nancy, go. Go, Nancy, go. As she was saying it, I was jumping up and down when she was saying, and as of today, the impeachment inquiry, so be it, is in. What? Hallelujah. Now, mind you, we had many people complaining, you know, well, it's about time. Okay, you know what? It was about time, but she did it, though. She did it. She had her reasons of why she waited this long. She had her reasons. But by golly, it might have been late, but she did it, and it was right on time. That's all I have to say. Now, mind you, CNN, quote on quotes, I have some quotes for y'all. Let's get it moving. Now, as I'm on CNN Politics, we're just going to go over a few things. Now, mind you, Democrats have argued that there doesn't need to be a direct warning from Trump that he would withhold $400 million in military aid to Ukraine if the president did not open an investigation into Biden. The pressure that appears to be implied in the transcript of the call is enough in itself to justify impeachment, they said, quote unquote, from the Democrats. Mind you, the White House transcript is only the element of evidence that the Democrats will process as they launch their formal impeachment hearings. More context in the case will be available to lawmakers if the White House follows through on its undertaking to release the whistleblower complaint, quote unquote. Now, mind you, Trump finds himself at the center of rare and historic showdown as only the fourth president in U.S. history to face the realistic threat of impeachment. Quote unquote, CNN says, there has been no president in history of our country who has been treated so badly. Now, this is quote unquote of what Trump was saying, of what CNN was saying that Trump was saying, quote unquote unquote. There has been no president in the history of our country who has been treated so badly as I have, Trump tweeted Wednesday morning, quote unquote. So his back up to his tweeting again. Yesterday, I'm quite sure he couldn't get his tweet on because he was so upset. And mind you, and the Republicans, oh my God, oh, they just didn't know what to do. Oh, well, you know what? It's been a long time coming. It's been a long time coming. So please get out of the way and let the Dems do what they do. Let them do what they do. Now, mind you, let's get back to the task at hand. Quote unquote, the Democrats are frozen with hatred and fear, quote unquote, Trump said with his tweet. They get nothing done. They should never be allowed to happen. They should never be allowed to happen to another president. Witch hunt. Can you please get your words straight? First of all, this quote didn't even make any sense from what he was tweeting. This should never be allowed to happen to another president. Witch hunt. Okay, so you talking witch hunt. How can it be a witch hunt? This is the thing. This is where, you know, are you doing drunken tweets? Because how is this a witch hunt, Trump? How can it be a witch hunt when you're doing illegal things, when you're committing allegedly treason because you're talking to the Ukraine president about investigating Joe Biden and his son? How can you go to another country and try to investigate people in your own country. So you're trying to go against your own country and talk to another president in another country, Ukraine. Allegedly, isn't that treason? Wouldn't that be? See, this is the thing. This man has gotten away with so much that he bluntly said that he has spoke to the Ukraine president. He bluntly said this. He bluntly said this. He is like the type where he feels as though he's above the law. And you know, yesterday Nancy said, no one is above the law. That's what Miss Nancy Pelosi did say. No one is above the law. And that includes you, Trump. Mind you, quote unquote from CNN, Trump does not want to be impeached, he says, quote unquote, and isn't welcoming this fight. Sources tell CNN Jim Acosta and Caitlin Collins, despite his defiant comments that he believes the process might help him politically, Trump has worried about the possibility of being impeached for nearly a year, dating back to the weeks that followed the November 2018 midterms when the Democrats won the House. A source close to the White House who routinely speaks with Trump said, quote unquote, his decision quickly authorized the release of the call transcript as well as the whistleblower complaint are signs of Trump's wariness of entering the history books as an impeached president, the source added. According to some of the sources, quote unquote, Trump was preparing for a full day of meetings with foreign leaders at the United Nations General Assembly in New York when he paused to place a call to Pelosi. Oh, yes. Where he placed the call, quote unquote, where he was supposed, let's go over this again. Back up, rewind. Quote unquote. According to some of the sources, quote unquote, Trump was preparing for a full day of meetings with the foreign leaders at the United Nations General Assembly in New York when he paused to place a call to Pelosi. Oh, yes, to Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday. Calls for his impeachment from her caucus had been ramping up. And Trump was hoping he could cool things down by speaking with her directly. Quote unquote, the two discussed how the White House was at the time blocking the whistleblower's complaint from Congress, and it's unclear how the conversation ended. A short time later, Trump made the decision to release reiterated version of the call transcript. He has been hearing from aides and lawmakers why he shouldn't, but Trump wanted to undercut the argument from the Democrats that he acted inappropriately on the call, he said, quote unquote. When the announcement did a little change their minds, Trump told people he couldn't believe it. He and aides are now preparing to respond and will argue that Democrats have widely overreached. Quote unquote. See, this is the thing. The no-no that he did was he contacted Nancy. He contacted her. Now, this shows a lot. This is his MO. This is what he does. He contacted her on that Tuesday to try to change her mind, to try to sway her. You see what I'm saying? And to me, that made her even want to do it even more. That is his MO, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to end it on this. Dems, aka Democrats, remember this date, September 24th of 2019. That's a date that we have marked on our calendars. That's a date we will always remember. That was the date that the Dems danced in the streets That's the date when we were in our homes, jumping up and down and screaming, saying, go, Nancy, go. Go, Nancy, go. When the call centers were just on fire. People were like, everyone calm down. This is really happening. When Saturday Night Live, the script managers was like, oh, shit. Oh, this is going to be fantastic. Oh, yes. Oh, Saturday Night Live is just going to go there. Trust and believe they're going to go there. Trust and believe. So, guys, I'm going to end it on that note. No matter, Dems, of how the outcome comes with the impeachment inquiry, no matter what, we already know we got 2020 coming. We all do our due diligence in what we're supposed to do. And if this man is not out here, if he's not out of office from being impeached, then we still got 2020 to get his ass out of office. We still got that. We all need to get together just like we can get together on Twitter and make things happen. If we got all the millions on Twitters, imagine if all, every last one of you are registered to vote and you go to those voting polls next year of 2020 of what we can do. You feel me? If we all get together, we can conquer a lot to take this bastard out of office. And that's what I'm telling you. Band together tight, Democrats. Dems, band together tight. Do our due diligence to get him out of here. He's a disgrace to the United States. He's a disgrace. I will never address this person as president. He's your president. He's not mine. And on that note, let's move on to what's new in technology. Oh, we have a cool new gadget. It is the Bose Frames Audio. And it's cool. And, you know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about this. This is the Bose Frames Audio Sunglasses. Now, mind you, you can get them at Amazon.com for $199, which you can buy them there. Now, mind you, the Bose debuted an audio gadget this year that combined two things you love dearly into one: cool sunglasses and wireless earbuds. If you throw a pair of these Bose frames on during a sunny day spent outside, the frames themselves will play music, stream from your phone via Bluetooth connection exclusively for your ears. We promise no one else will be able to hear your music playing. The speakers are that good. If you don't love this frame shape, check out the Rondo style with rounded edges. Come on, it gets no better than that. It gets no better. And let me tell you guys, it's like the Men in Black glasses, how the shades are, and it's a little bit tinted. It's just a cool gadget. Like, it's really, really cool. And when you put them on, you're going to feel cool. So I would say, everyone, check out the new gadget at the Bose Frames Audio Sunglasses. You definitely can go to Amazon.com to get them. For $199 is what I see them priced as. So, I mean, just to tell you, I mean, check them out. And for our last segment of the night, it is our celebrity gossip and sports news. Now, mind you guys, we have Antonio Brown fired from the New England Patriots. And I know, you guys, you had to hear this. You had to hear this. This is just, you know, I mean, he's a pervert. He's a pervert. His name is Antonio Brown. I'm looking at TMZ Sports right now. Quote unquote, he's back from home after a turbulent past few weeks and an effective firing from the New England Patriots, and he doesn't look too happy from what we can see. Quote unquote, TMZ has placed. Now, mind you, what's that went on with this is that this gentleman, I'm going to tell you what he got fired from and why he was fired. He was released by the Patriots, quote unquote, from TMZ Sports News of what we have Friday after whirlwind of bad news for him, including a lawsuit alleging rape and sexual assault charges. A Sports Illustrated story detailing more alleged sexual and behavioral misconduct, as well as reported attempt to contact one of his accusers with menacing text. So, you know, and what that means, he was calling her up, threatening her and saying things like this. I mean, come on. Now, quote unquote, despite one good outing, it looks like Pat had seen enough, cutting him loose before Sunday's game against the Jets. AB's is for Antonio. And, of course, last name Brown. So they call him AB's. An unrestricted free agent now, and the NFL is still investigating the claims against him, not having come to conclusion yet. So allegedly, you know, as far as they're still investigating the claims, you know, of the sexual assaults and the rapes and things of that nature. Now, as for Antonio, quote unquote, it appears he's still carrying on with the booming biz mentality, despite losing out of millions of guaranteed dollars. So, you know, this guy, you know, in my opinion, he looks like just a dirty pervert. I'm looking at the picture. He looks like a dirty pervert for all the things that they allegedly said that this man has done, you know, to underage girls and things of that nature. I mean, come on. You know, to me, he can't get a real woman. So that's why he's running around here, you know, dealing with underage girls and things of that nature. It's ridiculous. You know, with all the different things that they basically are saying that the man has done, it's just, you really have to understand this, of everything that the man did. So with this going on, I don't know what to tell you. Once it gets to this level, you know, on these players, they need to be fired. So, you know, when the lady had, you know, the allegations of the rape and sexual assault and things of that nature, you know, that all came about. This is all allegedly, you know, that came out and about him. So, you know, she exposed him for that. And then, of course, they went in a little bit deeper, you know, regarding this matter. And I just feel as though, you know, just with that, and when they went in, now, for the underage girls, I'm checking as far as to see a little bit more information on that. Oh, from the information, allegedly he exposed himself to her while she was working. So I do see as far as of while that allegation and then also the rape allegations as well came up. So we have a lot of allegations that he did these things. I'm quite sure we're going to follow up on it, you know, regarding this matter, but I'm so happy as far as that the Patriots did fire him and just get that mess out of there. Get him out. And on that note, my show is ended, guys. And you know my motto, let's talk about it. And guys, I know that you know, if you have anything that you want to talk to me about regarding the show, please do hit me up with a voice message. You know, I love to hear from you. You know my motto, I am Olivia, the hostess with the mostest, and let's talk about it. And go Dems, go Democrats. We handling our business right now, and we're going to do our due diligence as of 2020 as well. I'm really hoping that he gets impeached before then. But other than that, 2020, guys, Dems, we're going to do our due diligence and get out there and vote. And on that note, guys, this is Olivia, the hostess with the mostest, and I'm gone. You don't mess with me.